I've never
it smells burnt.
I've never had a can of pop in my whole life.
A can of pop?
Or like a pop.
I don't, yeah, outside of Root Downs, I haven't had a root down? A little Chaser or Pepsi. I haven't had a glass of pop.
You
never
had a Jamo with a Coke back?
No.
Seriously?
I don't like pop.
I haven't had a glass of pop in 7, 8, 9 years.
Good for you. You'll get addicted to it.
The only pop I drink is like, I don't mind like 7-Up or Sprite or something like that, but I won't drink outside of Root Downs or like maybe a Coke back.
Yeah, there's not liquor involved. I'm not drinking.
Yeah, I won't drink.
Yeah.
I won't drink dark soda.
Well, that was fun. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
This is your boy, Snoop D-O-double-G, and I would like to welcome you to the Ask the 8-Ball podcast starring Eric Marshall and Cody King. These guys are handsome. These guys are hilarious. These guys make the booties go clap. This week's guest is the fabulous Ellie Andrews. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Well, should we introduce our
Cody. Snoop Dogg just introduced us, man.
Did he?
Kick it off, yeah.
Oh, we have
a new thing where Snoop Dogg introduces us now. We're high tech now.
Illustrious, new guest on this week, guys.
Illustrious and
illuminating? Those are big. I'll take those.
Thank you.
I don't know any other big words. I'm not even sure what illustrious means, but.
Yes, our favorite guest
to date. I think it's positive. Okay.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Lordy.
Our favorite November 6th guest ever.
Yes.
Perfect.
Miss Allie, formerly Kirk, now Andrews.
That's right. I'm an Andrews.
Can I tell you this? I never change anyone's maiden name in my phone.
Yeah.
And yours says Andrews because I accidentally clicked your contact thing at the top.
Oh, to update it.
So change it. Yeah. Because
I never change anybody's name, period, in my phone.
That's true. Yeah. Cody saves nobody's names.
Well, I save some people's names, but once they're in there, that's set. But I don't ever change it.
Yeah.
And most
I get that.
I don't either. I leave it, and then yours... I updated. Hit the button one time at the top, and I was like, well, she's Andrews now. It's official.
I mean, it
it's
is
official.
What it is.
People, like, sometimes slip up and say Allie Kirk, and I'm like, who the fuck is Allie Kirk? I'm like, oh, yeah,
people
Allie,
still
sorry,
say
sorry.
Allie Kirk. I love it. Right, so I mean, I'll always be a Kirk.
So let's talk about who you are.
Okay.
For audience, so they know. Allie.
Yeah. Yeah, who the fuck am I?
Former bartender for 15 years.
I mean.
Well, should we read the profile started at her mom's maid right at age 16.
Oh, for the woman of the year.
At 14, illegally, I was working.
Yeah, we'll get into that next. So bartender
mm-hmm.
for many years, and then you switch to the other side of it, where you're now pushing liquors into the bars.
That's right.
Yeah.
What is your exact title now?
I'm an on-premise liquor sales consultant.
Nice.
Yeah.
And also a nominee for... Iowa
40 Women of the
Women 40
Service
women
Industry
40?
Women of the Year, you said, right?
Yeah, what's the technical title? Because we're going
to
mess it up.
So, it's the Iowa Restaurant Association's Top 40 Women to Watch in Iowa for the Hospitality Industry. It's a mouthful.
Yeah.
It is.
Nailed it.
Are they putting that on a plaque or a trophy? Or
I get. Like I do. I get a like scroll? A scroll.
So, yeah. But is it an actual competition or does everyone get recognized?
So, no, people, you had to be nominated.
Yep.
And then you had to... write in about yourself and say, answer all these questions, which is not my thing. I don't like to talk about myself. It's hard to like brag on myself, but I had to do it. And then out of that, then it gets whittled down and then you get picked or you don't get picked. And I got picked.
Nice.
Yeah.
So then what are the next? Do they make like a number one or just?
No. Nope. So it's the whole state.
Okay.
So women that are all over the state, however they're involved in the hospitality industry. Yep. And
the
then
other
this
39 are good, but they're not great.
I mean, I don't know. They're all great. They're all
they're
great.
Not all super great. How's that? You're humble. I love it.
Well,
so let's talk quick. You got started at your mom's maid right at 14.
Mm-hmm.
That's not illegal.
It was illegal back then. You couldn't serve until you were 16.
I think it was a family.
This is back in the dark ages.
Did your family own the business?
No. My mom, so she worked there.
Okay.
When I was little, she was a waitress there. And so she was good friends with the owners. We would go in there all the time. I knew the owners. And I went in one day. My dad took me to lunch there. And the owner consistently was like, oh, when are you going to start? When are you going to start? And I was just in there. And I'm like, well, my dad's like, well, if you want, you can. I'm like, well... I want a car eventually. I want things. So I need to start making some money. And so, I started working waitressing there at $5.15 an hour. We couldn't accept tips. They weren't allowed. Tips? It was the owner's rule. You could not accept tips.
At 5:15 an hour. What a rule.
So 5:15 an hour.
Oh, fuck it.
But minimum wage then was $4.75. So, I mean, they were the big shots. True. Overpaying.
When I was 14, I worked at Hy-Vee, and I think I made like $7.
Was that your first job?
Yeah, Hy-Vee. Oh. I made $7.50 an hour.
So. Oh, my God. Back then, too.
Oh, I was driving Cadillacs.
Baller. Yeah. Wow.
Multiple Cadillacs.
Yeah. Yeah.
So much back when gas like, was 99 cents a gallon.
I was pulling them up for the old ladies getting their groceries when it was icy out.
So how did you there get started you in the service industry then?
Yeah. Well.
That's a good question.
I want to know this as well.
So. Yeah, I got started. So I was in radio forever.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, because you have a face for radio.
Well, yeah, just like your mom. just like my mom. I don't know. It seemed like a good comeback.
Pretty quick.
And so I did that for a while. And then radio's, honestly, I love the radio business. I love my boss. I love everything about it. But it doesn't pay worth a shit unless right. you're Ryan Seacrest.
But you did that for a long time.
For a long time. And so by the time we were doing live broadcasts from different bars,
mm-hmm.
and I just kind of fell in love with doing that. So I started DJing for the bars, and I slowly just crept into other parts of the bar aspect.
So have you only worked for Baldwin's?
Yeah.
That's Baldwin's, crazy. Yeah. Good for who you, else? My friend.
I'm their most loyal employee.
Yes, that's right.
You started creeping. And what seasoned. Else did you creep on back then?
What do you mean?
you creep on the bars, you said.
I'm sitting right here.
all the
you were a virgin until recently.
All the Jägermeister.
This isn't about me today, Cody. This is about Alan.
As you would say, it's always about you.
Yeah. So real quick, you've listened to the show before. Your husband's actually been on.
Yes, he has.
Great guest.
Good episode.
Despite Cody being on it, great guest.
Your accent, Cody. I love the effort.
Yeah. Hold on.
I love the effort. Okay.
We're going to come back into that.
Put a pin in that. Okay.
Yeah, put a pin in that one.
Yep.
Is it a pen or a pin? It's a pin.
P-I-N.
You can put, yeah, you can put pen. You can put both in it. They both stab.
That is true. I mean, he's not wrong.
You can stab it with a lot of things.
So, you've heard the show, so you know we do a segment called The Blitz.
Your favorite.
I love The Blitz. Yes, mm-hmm. Thank you. But before we do that, let's talk about how you were semi the mastermind behind getting Jason Momoa
God.
Here in Des Moines for everyone in Des Moines to line up for hours to meet.
Well, I wasn't the mastermind. I can't get that much credit. Well, I was
you weren't the main, but you were behind it.
I was in charge. I was part of the team.
Yeah.
I was in charge of helping set up a team dinner the Sunday night, a lunch, a happy hour event, and then the dinner afterwards.
And so, a sponsorship on this podcast.
We'll see what we can do.
Thank you, Melee.
We'll see what we can do.
So you set all that up, which was
the crazy.
The day went great. I know you're busy.
It went very, very
I
well.
I got to go to the happy hour event. Thank you for that.
So
that
happy awesome. You could be there.
I did.
And he was actually super
I know. Sorry, bad. Cody.
He was actually a super nice guy.
He was, wasn't he?
Very nice. And you could tell he by the time like the happy hour event was on, he did Hy-Vee. Like two of them. He had, you know, all kinds of weirdos saying hi to him, you know, but he was super nice to everybody.
Yep.
And by the time he got to the happy event, you could tell he was just like, all right, man, I'm done with you fucking people. I want to hang out with my family, my friends. But we're at the very end. He had never made it to our table. And we're like, hey, man, can we get a picture real quick? And he's just like, absolutely, guys, come on in. Just
and
the
he was
nicest, sweetest guy.
He was like that all day.
Yeah.
Like, you could see people, you know, you just watch and like kind of creep. I just want to see how people. Anybody interacts when like other people can't really see what they're doing. He was super genuine. Yeah. Very, very nice guy.
And the best part was that as it was me and one of my coworkers, Sydney, and then my fiance Tiff go up to him. And we're talking. And we're all like, oh, me and Sid are like, oh, can we get a picture? Blah, blah, blah. And then Tiff just goes, call Drago. And that's all she said. Call Drago. And he's still just super nice. Like, all right, you guys brought the special needs girl. Like, we'll take a picture. You know, and he was still
he's
super
like,
chill.
Oh,
and,
he
was, and then, like, we did the group picture. And then, like, Sydney's kind of like, I get an individual. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, man, let me get one, too. And he's like, cool, man, come on in. He was just super nice.
Yes, he was.
But the whole day, you spent the whole day with them.
Mm-hmm.
Breakfast, lunch. Did you have to set up, like, the Waveland spot or
so,
any of that?
Yeah, we got... So his team, for a liquor brand, their team is super small. They have maybe like under 10 people total on their full team, which is actually crazy for one brand.
Oh yeah,
that's really really small
for a nationally
brand.
Yeah,
they're international.
Oh yeah.
So even that, it's a super small team. So they have one guy that works that lives in St. Louis, and he's been my contact. So I've been going through him mostly to set stuff up. And so wait, I've totally lost my train of thought.
One guy, super small team. I said, how did it, like,
are
did
you still have to like set it up? Over
I mean, a little bit. It does make me sweaty. It was crazy. I've never been under so much pressure.
Yeah, when I saw her tonight, she was like, all right, we're here.
Yes.
You know, but yes. Like, I'm just saying, like, so obviously he comes down, he always goes to Waveland.
Yeah, oh, Waveland, yes. Kung Fu, yes. So, you know. So he had his spots that he wanted to go. And we were in charge of, like, setting up places. They had specific security stuff they had to pay attention to. Like, I've never dealt with that before.
Right.
Stuff that we don't think about, you know.
Right.
Just weird stuff. And I'm like, okay, we have to have specific spots that can cater to this kind of situation. And so Wayland, he was coming in. The event was on Monday. We got the notice on, like, Thursday that he wanted to go to Wayland for breakfast with the whole team, which is, like, 12 people. And I'm like, oh, shit. Wayland is so small.
Right.
They don't take reservations. So me and my boss, like, last minute went in there and we talked to the owner, who was such a sweet guy. His name's Stoney. He's like, oh, yeah, Jason already FaceTimed me. I know that they're coming. Like, we'll be all ready for them. They went in at, like, 7 a.m.
Cool. Yeah.
He said, that's and he's wild. Like, oh, Jason is super excited. He's like, oh, I can't wait to come home. Like, I'm coming home, which is so cool. So that we had to set up. We did Walman's West for lunch, which was perfect. It went off really, really well. It was a beautiful day.
Good to hear.
Yep. Kept it in the family.
The Hy-Vee's, I saw people just lined up.
I mean, it was unreal. I've never experienced anything like that.
The Norwalk one camped out the night before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So they, really? Jason's mom
camped out the night before.
His mom lives in Norwalk still. Yeah. And so they went there Sunday night, him and his co-founder, Blaine, which is, like, one of the coolest guys I've ever met, too.
Super nice guy,
anybody with the name Blaine's a cool
I mean, you have to kind of be cool. You're right.
Cool name.
They went to see his mom Sunday night, and they were coming back into Des Moines. They drove past the fairway. They stopped and talked to those people.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah, I saw it on his Instagram.
Yeah. He had it on his story.
I still follow him on it because they're still touring the country right now. And he'll do an Instagram Live, and it's just, these crowds are crazy.
It is unreal. I've never experienced that before.
I'd rather see Amber Heard, but whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Would you?
No. I'm kidding.
Oh.
You know who doesn't tour?
Well, we just lost our sponsorship.
Brandon Rothen doing? Why is he coming around?
I'll publicly say, do it. Thank you for setting that up.
Oh.
I'm sure everyone that went to any of the events, you and the whole Johnson Brothers team and all that, fantastic job.
It was a team effort.
Everything looked
it
smooth. Even when we got to the happy hour event, everyone was prepared, ready to hand out their little drink coupon ticket thingies, coins, whatever they were.
I love it. It was cool.
On the way out.
Yep.
It was awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's pretty
cool.
Well,
thank you, my friend. It was cool. Honestly,
not even saying it. The vodka is actually really good.
It's delicious.
I fucking hate vodka.
Have you tried it? You did.
It is
good. So it drinks like a Blanco tequila, almost.
Yeah.
They've made it to be a sipping. We are going to get a sponsorship after this.
I mean,
I hate vodka, but it was so good. I drank it on the rocks.
Good.
I mean, it tastes like silk sheets in your mouth. Like, it's just
smooth.
It tasted like
what?
It tasted like Paul Drogo in your mouth.
Wow.
It really is like a smooth.
It is.
It's kind of cool because, like,
they've done really well.
Like high end vodka, like Goose or Kettle One, like. That harsh bite.
Still has that like
smooth.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing is to have like a good product that, even though it's, it has the celebrity stamp on it, it could stand on its own. Like, it's a good product.
Yeah, because I mean, there's 8,000 celebrity tequilas now. Like,
absolutely.
It's like, all right, man, we get it.
Yeah.
You guys like tequila, and here's Kendall Jenner's tequila, or here's George Clooney's tequila, or here's The Rock's tequila. You know, like
the two I know about is Rock and Kendall, and Rock and George Clooney. I didn't know Kendall Jenner had tequila.
Yeah, Kevin Hart has one. I have his too.
Oh God, it's there's probably so unfunny as fuck.
Cody hates Kevin Hart.
You do? Oh, I didn't know.
I think it's like a thing because they can see each other eye
subject.
Level. So it's like
taller than Kevin Hart.
I was on a Zoom call with him once too.
Kevin Hart?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. He was like yelling at his kid in the background. It was fucking hilarious.
Probably.
See, I think Kevin Hart's funny as shit. And I know
he just doesn't do it for you. Huh.
His movies are like entertaining. I think he's good in movies, but his stand up. We went to see him.
I guess I've never watched his stand up.
The one in Ames we went. I thought it was hilarious.
Dude, no, the
was this a while ago?
Yeah.
Oh. 9-10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Red 2016 probably.
Okay.
The Red Soul Cup guys were funnier than him. He came on stage and I like laughed like one.
That was
time.
His opener.
We just lost that sponsorship. Thanks, Cody.
I don't want his sponsorship.
We didn't say the name Jason of the tequila, don't worry.
Hey, speaking of sponsorships though, let's roll quick into a commercial break. We'll come back. A little more story, a little more blitz. We'll see what happens.
I love it.
We'll be right back.
Lola's Fine Hot Sauce, a generational family recipe using the world's hottest peppers for great flavor. They're vegan, non-GMO project verified, kosher, and all natural. Find them online at lolasfinehotsauce.com. Use promo code ASKTHE8BALL for 10% off your purchase.
Hey, Fred, give me a pizza with extra cheese.
Extra cheese.
And hold the tomato sauce.
Hold the tomato sauce.
And hold the crust.
Hold the crust. Hey, Jimmy, give me a cheese with nothing.
Nothing? Now you can have the best part of the pizza without the pizza. Polio string cheese, all natural, individually wrapped cheese snacks.
Is this what you want?
Bellissimo. Magnifique.
C'est bon.
Try Polio string cheese. It's the best part of the pizza.
Wow.
So what time is it, Marshall?
Looks like blitz time.
Uh-oh. All right.
Hi, this is Gwyneth Paltrow. It's time for my favorite part of the Ask the 8-Ball podcast. It's time for the blitz.
Oh, God, I'm nervous.
Oh, man, these are good.
You know how it works,
they
right?
are. Okay.
Rapid fire, well, you yep. ask you so a set I of have questions.
Have okay.
One, two, answers. Three, four, five, six. I have 7 questions.
Oh, you have
okay.
seven.
Two of them got added during our first segment.
Do I get...
Answers.
Options of answers or no? Nope. It's anything that comes first to my brain. Okay.
First to your brain. And then you'll answer it, and then Cody gets home field advantage.
Okay.
So
fair.
He answers everything after you.
Okay.
And then we'll compare answers. He still only won once. So
once
100,
to date,
this is like the 103rd episode.
Once to date only?
Yeah, this is our 103rd
episode.
I
mean, episode. We
could be your second.
I'm not 103.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah, he's 1 in 52. So, yeah, it's like close.
He's 1 in 52. There's one push for each of them.
All right.
Who judges? Tiff?
Nope, me.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah,
like,
judge. Judge, jury, executioner.
Oh, I like it.
That's
okay.
Why I never win.
All right, question one. These are hard.
Okay. I like hard things.
Do you think... All right. You're going to break the equipment, Cody.
Oh, man.
Question one. Do you think Helen Keller is real?
Yes. I could have done that in sign language. Yes.
Perfect.
I'm so jealous.
Question two. 3 things you're excited about right now.
The weather.
Okay.
Christmas.
Okay.
And, oh my God, my job.
Boom, nailed yeah. it. Okay, question 3, more annoying, Jada Pinkett or Taylor Swift?
Oh, Jada. I you don't like this, but I love Taylor.
Oh, man.
I do well, like
thanks
her.
Thanks for listening, guys.
I do like her. I do.
Question 4. Where were you when Michael Jackson died?
Jesus Christ. Don't know. Okay. What year? Do you know the year? I'm
six.
Sad I never got to see him in concert. Oh, 06. I was graduating high school.
I don't know. So Cody, look that up.
You know that one?
Look it up.
Oh. I wish. I wish I got to see him.
If he does it quick enough, we'll circle back. Question 5. Okay. Butthole bleaching. What are your thoughts?
Why not? Do what you want.
All right.
June 25th, 2009.
Okay, 2009.
Where are we at? June
25th, 2009. June 25th, 2009. I was in Ankeny going to college.
In summer?
But, yeah.
Okay.
In summer? Oh. In
I
summer?
Mean, yeah, probably. I did summer classes. Yeah.
All right.
Shit.
Question number 6.
Okay.
Ass, gas, or grass? Let's say grass. Ass, gas, or grass?
Ass.
All right, there you go. And the last one. Do your best British accent.
Fuck.
Okay, this is a good one. This is the northern accent.
Oh, okay.
So we have a niece and a nephew, Jack and I do.
Yep.
They live in Scotland now, but they're from the north. They were born in the north. They've lived there their whole life. So my nephew's name is Humphrey.
Humphrey?
Humphrey.
Humphrey.
Humphrey. Cody,
Humphrey.
It's not your turn yet.
And Aurora. Humphrey and Aurora.
Okay.
And he always says, Daddy, may I please have some more tea? Daddy.
I love this. I love
That's
this.
It.
I love this.
Gonna, that was good.
This is going to suck.
Allie, that was your blitz.
Okay.
Great job. Cody, question one. Do you think Helen Keller is real?
Yes.
Ooh.
Okay. We're going to get back to that. Don't worry. Question two. Three things you're excited about right now. Go.
College basketball, my job, and Quinn's birthday.
Oh.
Kiss ass. I love
you
it.
Had to. Fucking, you had to. Kiss ass. I love it. Fucking good one. Kiss ass. Good one.
Question three. More annoying, Jada Pinkett or Taylor Pinkett. Swift? Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Question four. Where were you when Michael Jackson died?
June 25th, 2009. I would have been in Cedar Rapids.
Doing what?
I was working for Sears. Ran the
Sears?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just aged me a little bit.
No wonder the store went out of business, right?
It's like Sears, you said?
All right, Cody,
I own the house in Anamosa. I bought it right at.
Wow. Baller.
All right. Cody, question five. Butthole bleaching. What are your thoughts?
Oh, you may have more of an opinion on
this. Seems painful.
Bleaching?
I don't know. Like,
no, it's just like dyeing your hair. It's dyeing your butthole hair.
It doesn't hurt. They dye your hair, put the things through. I don't know.
No.
Bleaching the butthole sounds painful.
Okay.
Okay. Cody, question six. Ass, gas, or grass?
I mean, ass, for sure.
Okay.
I don't even know what I said.
Last one. This could be the tiebreaker when it comes down to it. Cody, do your best British accent.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
My name's Humphrey and Aurora. Can I have some more tea, please?
It's really good, man.
I gotta get some points for it being funny, right?
You almost sound like a special needs kid. Like, you don't even sound like British. You sound special needs.
Do you sound
like...
What was that?
He's like, can I have some more pudding, please? Like, what are you saying?
Excuse me, sir. I can't.
It's so bad.
It is hard to do. I'll give it to you. It is hard to do.
Ask for bangers and mash.
Can I have some more bangers and mash, please?
It's so bad.
You sound German or something.
I don't know.
You sound like what the Germans were trying to kill.
Oh, God.
I have no idea how to do a British accent.
It's hard, though, for me, too. I don't even pay attention to the accent.
But you're around enough where you can pick up on it.
British.
Can I have some water?
I can pick
you can
up.
Say that.
Yeah, you can say water.
Can I have some water, please?
You sound like from London.
I could pick up a southern British accent, but not a northern one.
What the? I'm not even sure what accent that. I'm going to be honest. That was.
I don't know. She said her northern.
Okay, well, let's go back through our answers. This Helen Keller one seems to relate to you.
Oh, God.
Do you think Helen Keller is real? You guys both said yes.
Yeah.
Allie.
You don't?
I don't know. I just read conspiracy theories. I think she probably was, but Allie speaks sign language, so I'm going to give her the point.
It does.
Okay, I'll take the point.
I can speak.
That's
some
what I have my degree
language.
In, you know.
Okay, show us your sign language. What do you know? Okay, that's obviously. Show us two things. What's that?
I love you.
That's I love you. Good job, Cody.
Nice. What's this?
This is thank you.
No. What's this?
I don't know.
What do you think it is?
Pig.
Yep.
Pig. I used to know like some of the. I used to know the whole alphabet when I was a kid. Honestly,
good for you.
I don't remember it now, but. It was, yeah. I don't even try to remember it.
That was a B, G, and a J, right?
B.
Yeah, B.
Oh, you did.
What's that? A G?
This? Oh, put your thumb out.
Oh, thumb out, and then a J.
J.
See, I was pretty damn close.
B, J. What are you spelling?
I don't know. Just random letters I knew.
Beg.
B, no, J.
Just random letters I knew.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, I got it.
Well, yeah. C, an O, and a D.
That's not a D.
D is this.
Oh, yeah, idiot. You
that's an F.
That's an F. I told you
yeah, that's letter. What you're getting right now. Cody's an F. Okay, one point for Allie, 0 points for Cody.
Yes! I did know.
I do question. Love to win. I'm very competitive. I'm very competitive.
Kid. Next question. Okay. Three things you're excited about right now. Mm-hmm. I don't even care what the answers were because when you said Christmas, Cody rolled his eyes so hard and flickered his eyelids.
You should see my living space right now.
It was disgusting.
It is amazing. So much.
Why do you hate
Jack
Christmas?
Jack loves
I've
it.
Hated Christmas.
I love it too. Why?
Is it summer Christmas in England?
Christ is international.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Christmas is an American holiday.
It was popularized.
No Thanksgiving, by but there's Christmas Oh my God, come to London in Christmas. Yeah,
Cody's like, I go to London for President's Day.
It's the best. It is the best time you'll ever have. We'll go there for the 4th of July. We'll do it.
I would love to go to
Christmas is the best time to go.
No.
Oh, God, no.
I'll get beaten up.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I'll get beaten up so hard.
No, it would be so fun, you guys.
2-0.
Stop giving ever the F when you're like this.
2-0. Oh, this is... What was F?
3 fingers up.
Okay, yeah.
You got it.
Same thing. Most annoying, Jada Pinkett or Taylor Swift?
We tied.
I was quoting about Quinn's birthday.
Jada Pinkett or Taylor Swift? You guys both said Jada Pinkett. And I do it. Normally I would say Taylor Swift, but in this instance, you're both correct. Jada Pinkett is the absolute worst.
You think so?
She's the worst.
Honestly, I can't
Jada
tell.
Jada Pinkett's awful.
Okay, wait. Tell me why you formed this opinion about her.
About Jada Pinkett?
Yeah, just in general?
Oh,
or have you listened to her talk about her book?
Everything. Everything about her is terrible.
Oh,
I haven't heard
Lordy.
Anything she said, but I know like most of it's real. But I can't figure out what's real. What's like what's a meme?
What do you like about Jada Pinkett?
I mean, I said she sucks.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. She's terrible.
I
don't like the fact that Will Smith was a guy that I really, really thoroughly liked and enjoyed all aspects of him. And
yeah,
big fact there.
Honestly, now yeah. I think he's kind of a bitch.
Yeah,
100%.
I think
she played a hell of a game for the Vikings on Sunday.
But nice. Listen to her. So I was talking to Cody about this other podcast that I like, second to yours.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Armchair Expert by Dak Shepherd does it.
Oh,
Have you listened to it?
Yeah.
She was on that.
Oh, God. I would love but to
no,
have her on here.
Super interesting perspective.
Okay.
Very interesting perspective about the whole like slap situation, and they actually were separated for like 7 years. They weren't together, so I don't know.
So
it just
here,
a different
so
just a different way
she,
of looking at
yeah,
something.
No, that's fair, but here,
she
here's
openly
the
admitted
problem.
To sleeping with her son's best friend, and he stuck by her.
Here's
so
what the problem
is.
Yeah, they were
bitch.
Like boyfriend and girlfriend,
here's
but they were
the
separated here's, at the time.
But Will Smith stuck by her. She's a bitch.
Here's the thing: until Will Smith comes has a sit down tell all interview with Oprah or whoever gets him to finally speak on the whole thing.
They had a tell all interview together.
Yeah, but
it was shit.
Yeah, I think she controls him. So I think until he's like in a free environment, can say what he
apparently
wants.
Apparently, he knows who really killed Tupac.
Here's the thing: she might be right on everything.
But do
either
you think
way,
it's,
because of the way that she, I think that she's kind of
treated him.
He's in love with her.
Yeah.
And she's like, all right, well, this is what I'm gonna do anyways.
But do you think it's wrong that she just may be more vocal about the situation, and he just like?
No, not necessarily.
He doesn't like. I see that in my relationship sometimes with Jack. Not like I'm.
Jack
louder.
He's a good rapper.
Jack slapped or, people a lot.
What?
Jack slapped
people no. A lot. But like, and he doesn't defer to me in
no,
that. Like, I'm more dominant. But you
but,
know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
I don't
think he goes out and says things that make you look bad.
Oh, absolutely not.
She says things that make him look
okay.
Bad.
Okay.
Like,
I appreciate
even if
that.
Not together,
yes.
Even though
yes.
together, she could word herself different to, like, if she actually cared about him.
Yep.
Everything
I see that.
Says
like,
dogs
like,
him.
Like, as the father of her children.
Yep.
I don't think
allegedly.
She should. Well, yeah, but, they all look.
I agree, but.
Will Smith looks just like Jaden. But
I
don't I think
see
she
what
should
you mean.
Publicly
yeah.
come out and make him look like a bitch.
Yeah.
You can't.
I think,
you can't just dog. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know.
Either way. Okay, anyway. Next one.
Jada.
We recorded this a while back, and we both said Will Smith is one of the greatest rappers.
I love Will Smith.
Oh, my God. I love Will Smith, too.
That's great. I'm getting jiggy with it right now. Question 4. Where were you when Michael Jackson died?
Oh, God. That was a tough one. We both didn't know.
You were in summer school
because
you failed actual school.
No,
because I was an overachiever and going to school in the summer.
Well, because you said you were in Ankeny, you lost the point.
That's fair.
So, Cody.
That is fair. But he was in Cedar Rapids.
It's 2-1-1. That's better than Ankeny.
Okay.
Ankeny's the worst.
Not by much.
It's 2-1-1 right now.
God,
okay.
You have a shot.
You have a shot.
Flooding Cedar Rapids and taking it out right before
it's
I moved
2-1
there.
2-1 with one tie. Butthole bleaching, what are your thoughts? You said...
To each their
do
own.
It.
Why
yeah.
not?
And Cody said, well, I think
just,
it hurts.
I think it'd be painful. Like,
yeah,
I don't
painful.
Know.
Do you think it's like actual like jar of bleach they just pour on your ass and it burns through?
Well, I don't know. I watched Murr do it on Practical Jokers and they put like a thing on there and he's... I don't know how they do it.
Oh.
I don't know.
I've never watched it.
Would you
and
rather
I've never
have
done
asshole
it.
Bleached or have it waxed?
I mean, waxing is fucking horrendous. I'll tell you that much.
That's a good
but
question.
If you do it like...
you do your eyebrows, you get waxed.
Yeah, but right? Until you have your ball sack waxed, you can't compare.
I couldn't imagine having a ball sack.
You cannot compare.
Here's the thing with that answer.
Waxing is horrendous.
Allie was a lot more confident in her answer. You were just like, I don't know, I think maybe it hurts.
Okay. Ooh, point for Allie.
So you said Allie waxed her butt or bleached her butthole? That's what she
does? Definitely don't.
I'm saying she was just like,
I would let you know.
Yeah, she's like, do whatever you want. I'm like,
what if you don't have hair there?
3-1
Lucky you.
The skin, is it just bleach the skin then?
Well, if you don't have hair, then there would be no need to bleach it.
What if you're actually just bleaching your actual butthole?
But why?
I don't know.
The skin?
I don't know.
You're changing the color of the skin, so why it doesn't look like a big old butthole.
You're Michael Jackson in? I don't know. Yeah. Some women,
that's, hey,
or men.
Cody, do you know where I was when Michael Jackson died?
Oh, yeah, where were you?
That's where I was. Is it black or is it white? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I was doing all that. The next one, ass, gas, or grass? You guys both said ass.
Yep.
It's a fair answer.
Although I didn't really understand the question. How do you pay for things?
Just in general. Like,
if someone gives you a ride.
But here's the thing.
You either pay with ass, grass, or gas.
Here's the thing.
You either pay for the gas, you ride.
But
okay.
You give them grass, weed, or
Allie gets the point, and I'm going to tell you why.
Ooh.
Because she's married, so I know the ass part's true. Cody, you might go with gas. I don't know.
I'm like, hey, can I give you a ride? I'll give you grass. I'll give you ass. I'll give you. Like,
see, you don't even know.
I'll give you whatever. You can pedal your ride.
You can pedal your body.
Just ride with me,
and
please.
For all the
no,
it,
what about you? What would you give? I mean, if somebody was going to give you a ride, would you offer your ass?
Oh.
Gas money or grass? That's how I interpreted it.
Yeah, that's not
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's giving me a ride? A male
interpretation's
or female?
All for it.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Well, if it's a male, gas money.
Oh.
Don't be a
homophobe. I don't have.
Okay, come on, Cody.
It's 2023. Don't be a homophobe. Right.
I'm not a homophobe. I'm just not into men. I'm not a homophobe.
Okay, that's fair. Anyways.
A mouth is a mouth.
The last. hey. My uncle once said that's nothing a six pack and a light switch can't cure.
Oh, my lordy.
Any port in a storm.
Beauty's only a light switch away.
Cody,
Cody
for. You can get 5 extra points here.
Oh my god, the pressure's on.
If on the spot right now, you do a fantastic British accent to close it out.
Oh god.
5 points if you do and all Allie right. says it's good and gives you the points. She's an expert.
I'll be fair. I'll
she
be
knows
fair.
British people.
She knows
I know quite a few.
Yeah, she's
quite
been there.
A few British.
Just a
people.
Couple times.
Do you know quite a few British people?
I really want to give that, it to you, Cody. Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen the
I
British?
I really am trying really hard now.
Have you ever seen the British Forrest Gump?
Oh my god.
Because that's what that was. Like a box of chocolates.
I don't know like, how to do an accent.
So, why are you going so slow?
You think British people are stupid or something? What's going on? I'm not sure what's happening here. This is fantastic.
I don't know how to do accents.
That's okay. That's
the only
okay.
like accents I can do are like
hey.
Cartoon goofy stupid shit that no one like.
Allie wins the points.
Oh. Sorry, Cody. Good game.
Good game. Better like next time.
Yes.
Allie wins the blitz. Cody, you're still on the losing
weird.
Streak.
No one saw this coming.
I gave you a fair
did.
Shot.
He
I
did.
Said 5 points if you can nail this. That's a fair
but
shot.
You've
had so much time to practice between Jack and me.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest.
First of all,
I can tell you
Jack
this.
Jack speaks more of an American accent than you do.
He does a great southern accent. Second of all,
his southern accent is pretty
funny.
I'm going
to say this
funny.
Before we wrap it up, and then we'll have Allie on again to tell more great stories.
I would love to
because we're
back.
At our time limit here. I can tell you this. Jack does a better impression of you than you do of British people in general.
Jack's pretty
well,
cool.
Thanks for listening, guys. Put another shrimp on the bobby.
That's Australian, you fuck.
Stupid sack of shit. Well, thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Allie, we do seriously appreciate you coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Everyone listening.
And thanks for introducing me to Jason Moore.
Yeah, well, hey. That's because he only likes real British people. But seriously, thank you for putting that all together for the whole state of Iowa.
Hey, just everyone doing my job, it. My friend.
Apparently everybody was invited but me, whatever.
Next time.
Yep. And we'll have you on next time.
He'll be back.
Party. I'm sure he will.
That's right.
Well, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. Thanks to
thanks,
Truman's
guys.
Pizza Tavern for having us.
Yes. What a joy.
Check us out on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, Facebook, you know, all the cool things.
What's Momoa's vodka called?
Melee.
Melee.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out, guys.
Yeah. See you next time.